ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ బై హిజ్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్కి జై. రాఘవ పండిట్స్ సిస్టర్ దమయంతి వాజ్ ద డియర్ మేడ్ సర్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. షీ ఆల్వేస్ కలెక్టెడ్ వేరియస్ ఇంగ్రీడియంట్స్ విత్ విచ్ టు కుక్ ఫర్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య. పర్పట్ ఇన్ ద గౌర్ గణో దేశ దీపిక వర్స్ 167 ఇట్ ఈస్ మెన్షన్డ్ గుణమాలా వ్రజేయాసీద్ దమయంతి తు తత్ స్వస. ద గోపీ నేమ్డ్ గుణమాల హెజ్ నౌ అపియర్డ్ యాజ్ హిజ్ సిస్టర్ దమయంతి ఆన్ ద ఈస్ట్ బెంగాల్ రైల్వే లైన్ బిగినింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద సియల్డా స్టేషన్ ఇన్ కల్కటా. దెర్ ఈస్ అ స్టేషన్ నేమ్డ్ సోద్పూర్ which is not very far from Calcutta. Within my 1 mile of this station, toward the western side of the Ganges, is a village known as Panihatti, in which the residential quarters of Raghav Pandit still exist. On Raghav Pandit's tomb is a creeper on a concrete platform. There is also a Madan Mohan deity in a broken down temple nearby. This temple is managed by a local zamindar of the name Shri Shivachandra Rai Chaudhary. Makar Dhvajkara was also an inhabitant of Panihatti. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya చక్షురుమిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురువే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపా కదామయ్యం దదాతి స్వాపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీ గురో శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీ గురున్ వైష్ణవంశ్చ శ్రీ రూపాం సగరజాతాం సహగణా రఘునాథం వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం. శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ పదాన్ సహగణా లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితంశ్చ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంచ కల్పతరువ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధువ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. So how many of us know Raghav Pandit, the subject of today's class? How many know? Yeah, so that is what, very few. So Raghav Pandit is basically not very well known, but he is one of the most extraordinary devotees. And in his house, which is in Panihatti, which is written here, extraordinary activities took place, where Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda themselves took part, and they loved to take part. Now, at first I was going to speak from memory as I usually do, but today I'm going to read most of it, because the details are very important. Because the Raghav Pandit and his sister Damayanti, the Damayanti, they're known for their cooking. And there's a detailed descriptions of the dishes that they used to offer Lord Chaitanya and which he relished like anything. Like that. So that you don't miss out, I'm going to read. So, but I'll try to make the reading as interesting as possible. So, Dhanishta Bhaksha Samagrim Krishna Yadad Vrajamitam Saiva Sampratam Gauranga Priyo Raghava Pandita Gunamala Vraje Yashit Damayanti Tutta Swadsa. The gopi Dhanishta, who brought unlimited amounts of food to Krishna in Vraja, has now become Gauranga's dear maid servant, Raghav Pandit. So that is what who he was in Krishna Leela. He was the gopi called Dhanishta. His sister Damayanti was Gunamala in Krishna Leela. And the source is Gaur Ganesh Deepika by Krishna Kavi Karnapur. Then in Krishna Leela, Dhanishta would take Krishna Prasad to Srimati Radharani on Yashoda Mata's order. Radharani would then lovingly take the Prasad. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings in his Bhogarti, Yashomati Ajapeye Dhanishta Anita Shri Krishna Prasad Radha Bhuje Haye Prita. Mahaprabhu, who was none other than Krishna, in the mood of Radharani, similarly accepted the food offerings made by Dhanishta's incarnation, Raghav Pandit. So we can see that both are in service of, both are in both leelas, playing very important roles. And it's to do with prasadam. Like that. So, coming to Mahaprabhu's leela in Raghav Pandit's house. Raghav Pandit's home was in the town Panihati, which is also famous for Chida Dahi festival. Yeah, that's right. So, home was in town Panihati. Panihati is on the eastern bank of the Ganges, 1 mile from the Shodhpur station on the eastern railway line out of Sialda. Now, I'm reading this because this is very important. Yeah, one is book Bhagavat and one is the person Bhagavat. So here is the person Bhagavat. So glorifying the person Bhagavat and hearing about his glories also purifies us and its highest levels of devotional service. Especially we get blessings of Raghav Pandit, which is so very important for us. So it's important, each and everything that is here is important. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has written that Mahaprabhu remained permanently in the house of Raghav Pandit. He never left the house of Raghav Pandit. How dear he must be to him. The Lord's manifestations took place in the home of Sachi Mata during Nityananda's dancing in Srivas's Kirtan. So we also know the other place that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and had, you know, singing and dancing going on was Srivas Angad in Srivas Pandit's house. Like that. And the second house was in the house of Raghav Pandit. It is the Lord's nature to be attracted by his devotees' love. So again and again, this point I find out is coming up, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is attracted to Raghav Pandit's love and Damayanti's love. So love is, you know, it is not just prasadam, it's love-filled prasadam. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati tadham asnami uparta. So Krishna takes the leaf, flower, fruit, these offerings, but he said bhaktya, if it is not offered by loving devotion, then Krishna has the option not to take it. So unless it is offered by love, it won't be taken. And here we can see they are perfecting that. And therefore, they have perfected their devotional service to the Lord. And they have pleased the Lord. Vrindavan Das Thakur's biography of the Lord indicates clearly how dear Raghav Pandit was to Mahaprabhu. So even Vyasadev, his incarnation, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he quotes this, not just Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. When he saw the Lord of his life coming towards his own, this is Raghav Pandit, in Panihati, from Srivas's house in Kumarhatta, Raghav Pandit fell down at his feet, overcome by love. When the Lord of Vaikuntha saw Raghav Pandit's devotion, he blessed him with a look of favor. We see our spiritual masters, you know, looking at all of us like that. And, you know, sometimes in the beginning I didn't understand what they were doing. They're actually giving us that look of favor, you know, which we all need like that. And here the Lord is doing the same to his disciples like that. The Lord said, I have come to Raghav's house and forgotten all my distress simply by seeing him. Now this is the Lord speaking, who takes away the hari means he takes away the distress of everyone. And he is saying that when I come to Raghav's house, I forget all my distresses simply by seeing him. So if the Lord is putting his devotee, how dear he must be, on a pedestal that he is even, you know, greater than me. I feel the same pleasure by coming here as I do when I take a refreshing bath in the Ganges. So the Lord compares it to taking bath in the Ganges, which flows from the Lord's own lotus feet and purifies all the three worlds coming down from the spiritual world. The Lord often told Raghav Pandit to cook for him because he enjoyed accepting his devotion, devotion-soaked preparations. Again, devotion-soaked preparations. Raghav Pandit cooked and fed the Lord with great enthusiasm. Balram's other form, Nityananda Prabhu, would also come to eat at Raghava's house with his companions, and all would praise his cooking. Mahaprabhu especially enjoyed his spinach platters. I don't know what that is, what spinach platters were. We have spinach rolls in Govinda's restaurant in Soho Street. That's what I've come to closest. But must try all these. I remember, I'll find out the recipes and cook them just to offer to Mahaprabhu at home and see if it works in order to please Raghav Pandit Prabhu as well. To thank him that I got inspired by reading about you. While he was there, Gadadhar Das, Purandar Pandit, Parmeshwari Das, Raghunath Vaidya and other great Vaishnavas came to Raghava's house in Panihati by Mahaprabhu's desire. So Mahaprabhu also wanted all the devotees to gather there. The Lord took Raghava aside in order to explain to him his identity with Nityananda Prabhu. So here the Lord is revealing the secret to him. Here it is not given, but what the Lord told, that Lord Nityananda Prabhu is non-different from me, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Whatever he speaks, I speak that. Whatever he does, I do that. And therefore, he is non-different from me. And you should just follow him. Like that. That is what he revealed to Raghav Pandit. He also told Makaradhvaj Kara is a disciple of Raghav Pandit. So Mahaprabhu told him, Raghav Pandit's disciple, that service to Raghav Pandit was the same as service to himself. So he also revealed to Makaradhvaj, his disciple, that Raghav Pandit is also the same as, service to him is the same as service to me. So he's saying, he's non-different from me, giving him that position. Raghavera Jali, this is very important. Jali means the bags, bag. Makaradhvaj Kara, who was disciple of Raghav Pandit, a Kayastha who lived in Panihati, was Raghav Pandit's initiated disciple. It was he who annually carried the bags of food that his spiritual master prepared for the Lord in Puri. So every year, devotees used to go from Bengal to Jagannath Puri. And Raghavendra Pandit and his sister, they used to prepare lots of preparations. In fact, Damayanti used to spend the whole year trying to find out what new preparations I can prepare for the Lord. She was very concerned. She was concerned about what? The digestion of the Lord. So we can see the Lord is the fire of digestion. You know, He digests the food of every living entity. But the devotee is, you know, wants to take care of the Lord, thinking of the Lord as a human being, as a person, and that is what increases the rasa. Because if the Lord, you know, yes, you can, you are the fire of digestion in everyone, so, you know, there's no problem for you. I can feed you anything. But she's saying, you know, I'm concerned about that, so I want to feed you something that helps your fire of digestion. It brings the rasa, which is there, which the Lord is relishing here. He was named as the superintendent of the bags, Raghavera Jhali. The bags were called Raghavera Jhali because Raghav Pandit himself used to carry along with his disciple Makara Dhwaj Kara all these bags so that he could personally give it to Mahaprabhu. Raghavera's bags were filled with various preparations that his sister Damayanti made throughout the year for Mahaprabhu. They have been mentioned in Abhiram Das Thakur's Pata Pariyatana. So I didn't refer to this book. There wasn't enough time. But I'm making it a point to see if this book is available. Raghav Pandit and Damayanti lived in Panihati. They were famous for the bags of food known as Raghavera Jhali. Raghav Pandit, Mahaprabhu's primary follower, is the Lord's seventh branch, which is what is mentioned here. An important sub-branch is Makara Dhwaja, proceeded from Raghav Pandit. His disciple took over from him. His sister Damayanti was the Lord's dear maid servant, who throughout the year gathered various ingredients for the Lord's bhoga. Raghava filled bags. Raghava filled bags with the foods Damayanti prepared and secretly carried them to Puri for the Lord. So they secretly carried. I don't know, the reason is not revealed here. The Lord then ate these gifts of food for an entire year. So they lasted for an entire year. So this is another thing, that prasad never, you know, bhoga cooked for the Lord and prasad, they never go stale. Even the Lord used to eat. He loved his devotees so much. Used to preparations that were brought, used to eat them for all the throughout the year, like that. Jai Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai Shri Shri Sita Ji Ram Ji Lakshman Ji Hanuman Ji Ki Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai Shri La Prabhupada Ki Jai. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami writes a complete description of these bags in Chaitanya Charitamrita 3.10. Krishna's devotees in Vraja have no sense of majesty in their attitude towards the Lord, because they used to always, Krishna is not, doesn't like to play Lord in Vraja. He's just the servant of everyone, dealing with everyone in the different rasas, like that. So therefore, his devotees don't have his sense of majesty. Damayanti was prepared shukta. You have famous Bengali preparations, which some of the devotees prepare here for the deities. So we have tasted that for the Lord. Because she was worried that he might have problems with his digestion. Mahaprabhu was overjoyed to receive these preparations that were offered with such affection. Raghav Pandit came with bags full of condiments prepared very nicely by his sister Damayanti. Damayanti made varieties of unparalleled food suitable for the Lord. The Lord would then enjoy them for the entire year that followed. These are the names of some of the pickles and condiments in the bags of Raghav Pandit. Mango mustard pickle. Anyone has tasted that? You have tasted it. Very nice. Sounds nice to the imagination. So, you know, we should prepare. Okay, that was one. Then ginger mustard pickle. Wow. Hot spicy mustard. Mustard seems to be good for the digestion. So, brahmacharis especially, you know. Digestion problems can be sorted out by mustard. Lime and mango pickle. Amra Koli. Dried ground mango. Mouth is watering. After 15-20 minutes we'll have prasadam. So this is a good appetizer for that. Mangoes preserved in oil. And dried mango. Mangoes preserved in oil. Never heard of that. I don't know. Probably mustard oil, because that's famous in Bengal. With great attention, Damayanti also made a powdered dry bitter vegetable preparation, shukta. So shukta is bitter, the corella and the bitter vegetables. Do not disregard shukta because it is a bitter preparation. The Lord derived more happiness from eating this shukta than from drinking Charanamrit. It is spelled wrong here and I forgot the word. Charanamrit. So the Lord enjoyed it more than he enjoyed drinking Charanamrit. A combination of milk, sugar, ghee, honey and curd. Since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord, he takes the spirit in which things are given. The Lord takes the consciousness of the devotee, not the thing, because everything comes from him anyway. You know, what can we give him? So he takes the consciousness. Now I know why, you know, my spiritual master sometimes says, the only wealth that we really have is our consciousness. Because that is the only thing that the Lord accepts. So looking after our consciousness is the main thing. Since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord, he takes the spirit in which gives it. Accepting the love in which the gift is given. So the consciousness imbued with love. He therefore derived great pleasure even from the dried bitter leaves of shukta and kashandi, mustard sauce. Because of a natural love for Mahaprabhu, Damayanti considered him to be an ordinary human being and therefore worried that he might become sick from overeating and get dysentery. So this is the rasa of the devotee. So much worried for the Lord, just like Yashoda Mai and Srimati Radharani, like that. Shri prepared shukta for him since it diminishes mucus that accumulates in the digestive system. So anyone, you know, there's a thing called av. You know, av is they are toxins, but they are in the form of mucus. They cover the linings of the stomach and the intestines, and they create problems in digestion, and therefore, you know, that leads to other problems, because once the stomach is packed up, then the whole health is packed up, like that. So therefore, you know, it's explained very detailed. So the mucus, so to get rid of this mucus, then, you know, bitter things are good, because that eliminates it from the digestive system. Damayanti's affectionate attitude brought great pleasure to the Lord. Now, there's another aspect to it. Raghav Pandit's strict cleanliness. Mahaprabhu joyfully praised the extent of Raghav Pandit's devotion to his entourage in Puri, especially talking about his coconut offerings. Though Raghav Pandit possessed hundreds of coconut trees in his own garden, he would have more expensive nuts brought from afar in order to offer coconut water and pulp as offerings that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happily accepted. So, to what extent this brother and sister used to go to please the Lord. Raghav Pandit never offered. Raghav Pandit never offered anything to the Lord that was not pure and not of the highest quality. Paying high prices for the best possible produce, he had mangoes, jackfruit. Anyone know what jackfruit is? It's a huge green fruit with yellow, balls inside. Very nice to taste. Jackfruit, bananas and other fruits brought from distant villages to be offered to his Mahaprabhu deity. He also had the deity at home. One day a servant touched the coconut offering. After his hand had brushed against the dough frame, Raghav, worried that the dust from people's feet had surely touched the foodstuffs, thus he rejected them as unsuitable for the deity and threw him away. So he is giving, example, even at home, offering it to the deity, he used to never accept anything that had fallen down or even touched by anyone who was not totally suci, totally clean. Even if they touched anything, then he used to be worried that the dust would touch that, so he would reject it like that. Should anyone criticize Raghav Pandit for throwing fruit away, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has warned, Raghav Pandit was an externally perfected servant of Krishna and not some person with an obsessive compulsive neurosis about cleanliness. So you know, some people have these obsessive disorders. So, Howard Hughes, billionaire, in the 60s, probably you don't know him. He used to manufacture, his company, Howard Hughes Corporation, used to manufacture aircrafts for the US armed forces. Extremely rich man. And then one day he met an accident. And after that he had this disorder that it has to be complete. So he was kept in a room where everything was clean. And everything, he had gloves even. To wear whatever he did, gloves for everything, for the feet, hands. He had this obsessive, compulsive, obsessive disorder of cleanliness. Everything had to be clean, even if it was a little dirty like that. So it wasn't. Raghavendra Pandit wasn't there. So it is said that the ignorant and the paramahamsa both enjoy. So Howard Hughes was from the ignorant side, and Raghav Pandit is the paramahamsa, like that. Nor was he a low-level devotee who artificially projected transcendental qualities on this matter. So he wasn't showing off, Sometimes, I remember when I go to deities, in front of the deities, I suddenly become very, as if I'm very pious, I'm very devotional. I forget what I was outside, which is good, For the deities at least you have to put up your best front. But the Lord wants it everywhere, and that I forget. From time to time, he wants me to be the same outside as well. But Raghavan Pandit, he wasn't like that. He was that everywhere, actually. He served the object of his worship without the slightest hint of any materialistic attitude. So he didn't expect anything from the Lord. Completely absorbed in transcendental mood of service. Like that. So he also took part in the Chida Dahi festival at Panihati. Like that. But I just wanted to say that, these devotees, now we have not heard anything about them. Because some of them purposely, they told, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and all, don't include us in Chaitanya Charitamrita or anywhere. And therefore they are not there also. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami is one of them. Gopal Bhatta Goswami is another. A lot of the works that they have written, they have allowed credit to be given to others. So we can see that what is important is really our relationship with the Lord through the spiritual master. As far as our devotional service is concerned. Of course, that doesn't mean we ignore everyone around us. The Lord wants, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, one who sees me in everyone, and everyone in me is never lost. So that is given, whether devotee or non-devotee, we are expected to see the Lord and offer them that respect that is there. That is mandatory. The Kanishtha Adhikari thinks it is just between me and Krishna. So we are not talking of that. But at the same time, it doesn't matter. Sometime, you know, we are very much worried. Oh, you know, that devotee is famous. He's getting so much credit. That is, it doesn't matter. Because if the Lord knows what we are doing, that's all matters. Because that is the perfection of life. We can see here, Raghav Pandit, hardly a few hands went up. He doesn't want to be remembered because it doesn't matter, because the Lord knows him, and that's all that matters. Because this, in the spiritual world, everyone is engaged in their little service. Some of the most intimate servants of the Lord, who are the manjaris and all they do is make the betel nut, you know, properly, the betel leaves and everything, and offer it to the Lord. So the Lord is taking the consciousness. So because the Lord takes the consciousness, one is the purifying the consciousness, because that is what he loves in those preparations. And secondly, it is always thinking, what does the Lord want from me? That is what Damayanti is doing. Throughout the year, she is saying, what would the Lord like? What would be good for his health? Like that. You know, she's meditating on that, contemplating, finding out things, and then, you know, making it happen. That's her devotional service. So, you know, it's nice to take that mood. And our being insignificant doesn't matter. La puja pratishta, as Nandan Prabhu and I were discussing in the car while he was bringing me here, you know, they are the last snares of Maya, Prabhupada said. They are always there. But these things really don't matter. If we are engaged and absorbed in devotional service like them, nothing else matters, and we respect everyone, nothing else matters. So actually, that can be, you know, sometimes in Krishna consciousness movement, all these things can be a distraction. I mean, before coming to Krishna consciousness, we had to create, we were looking for happiness everywhere, and we had to create situations, manufacture. You knew that work, you know, I have to work for 10 to 12 hours, whatever it is, you know. Then, you know, travel to and fro. So that is there already. And then you have to manufacture. Just to keep on working, sustaining that work habit, you have to find happiness from somewhere, and you have to manufacture that. But when we come to Krishna consciousness, even chanting nice, you know, a nice round of japa, or dancing in the kirtan, taking part in the kirtan with the right consciousness, brings so much happiness that it can be easily taken for granted. You know, I mean, I am still doing it. It can easily be taken for granted. And then we forget that, and then again, you know, the whimsical nature comes out. And, you know, the conditioned nature, we go back to it. And in that we commit offenses, which again kills our devotional service. But when we know what is important, that as long as, you know, I respect the Lord in everyone, and at the same time I carry on being absorbed and thinking about how I can do my service best to please Guru and Gauranga. You know, because the service is offered through the disciplic succession. The pure devotees are all already connected to the Lord. They have given us the mercy of that connection. The Prabhupada mentioned the Guru is the transparent medium. He doesn't come in between us and the Lord. He's not standing there, hey, you know, I want your worship or I want anything from you. No, he's dear to the Lord because he becomes transparent. He just introduces. Because he knows that the Lord, by the mercy of the Lord, the disciple gets the Guru. And so my job, the spiritual master thinks, is to introduce the disciple to the Lord and pass on his service to the Lord. So he just becomes a transparent via medium so that the service can be transferred like that. So we can see the mood of these devotees is very, very important, even though they are not known. And because Krishna wants the consciousness, it's just that we can work on our consciousness. That is very important. And consciousness is usually exhibited by our behavior outside. So the behavior says it all. I'm still learning, and I think it'll go on. like that. But as long as we are making small progress, taking baby steps, I think Krishna is very, very merciful. He'll acknowledge that. So I'll stop there. If anyone has any questions, comments, or realizations.